Hi, Dr. Costeridge. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
You're welcome, Felicity.
So I understand you've got a hot topic for us today.
I do. Increasingly, people are looking at the problems with obesity, and this week we saw a write-up in the NJA saying that the rate of increase of life expectancy in Australia was slower than some other countries. Now, there's probably a couple of reasons for that, but we're not making much headway with reducing rates of obesity either. Up until the early 1980s, we didn't have the sorts of problems with obesity and type 2 diabetes that we see today. And a major change was made in the early 1980s, and people were advised, and this is not just in Australia, but worldwide, to go to a low-fat diet. And when you look at the data, it shows that rates of obesity were fairly much a flat line up until that point. And there's an inflection, and all of a sudden it's uphill all the way, and we're continuing to see that today. And if you go back to human physiology, it really does make a lot of sense. When we eat a lot of carbs, and particularly grains and processed carbohydrates, the body produces insulin. Insulin is designed to get sugar and glucose out of the bloodstream, and it does that by storing it as fat. So the body goes into fat storage mode when we're on this low-fat diet. Keeping in mind also that when you take the fat out of foods, you have to put something else in, and people put sugar in. So a lot of blame goes to food manufacturers. Any reason food manufacturers started making low-fat foods is that there was public demand. That public demand was brought about by aspects of what I described as big public health that told everybody to eat low-fat. But the public dutifully did this, and we see the results around their waist. Now, we know from international work that going onto a low-carb type diet can be quite successful and sustainable in reducing obesity. Now, not everybody is going to get a fantastic result, of course not. But what people find is they don't get hungry, which means they don't tend to go to munchies. And going back to the sorts of foods and the sort of diet that humans ate up until the early 80s, the tragic part in all of this is that this low-carb type approach, which has shown to be very successful in a lot of people, continues to not only be not supported by the powers that be, but in fact people even are attacked for suggesting this. The simplest tip is shop around the outside of the supermarket. And once you get a little bit into the swing of it, it isn't that hard. Michael Pollan, who's an American food writer, says, you know, eat foods that your great-great-grandparents would recognise as foods. So somebody who lived in the 1920s or 30s who came back today, you took them to the supermarket, they'd recognise a carrot, they'd recognise a steak, they probably wouldn't recognise a muesli bar.